Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Loons, when you're ready, mate, when you're ready, yeah? If you gave the job to a totally Loons, come on, mate. Loons?
Loons, you're on, mate.
You
ready?
Yeah.
Bro, the starvation is crazy.
As soon as it's here, let me send the information to Jad right now. Sorry, my brother. Sorry, Greg. Greg is no bullshit. I love it.
He's bullshit.
Oh my God.
Bullshit guy.
Yeah. You look like he just
number fell. One bullshit guy.
Yeah, number one bullshit guy.
Should I sing a song to brighten the mood?
Go, what song?
Definitely not.
What song?
Sing.
Oh no. Not that song.
Don't sing that song.
Don't sing that song.
Them shades are metric though.
You look like you're riding a bike.
You're like a Brazilian you.
Yeah, like Tour de France you or a Brazilian you.
It reminds me of Charleston White.
No, you remind me of Charleston White, you pussy.
Did you not see his body when he fought the Island Boys? You got the same body shape.
You look like the Island Boys.
Hey, did you watch that boxing match? Charleston White. He won, you know.
Who did he fight?
You, I expected.
You.
The
Island Boy.
He lost less.
Yeah, for real. I watched the Derek Chisora fight. I've been watching fights recently. Mm. I watched Derek Chisora against Wilder.
Yeah.
That fight was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
No. The boxing match was terrible.
But the fight was good.
The fight was good.
I like that. Yeah, fair enough. That was good. I thought Wilder was going to knock him out, but then he also said at the end, I allowed him.
That's a violation.
Lippy.
And he repeated it like three times, four times.
He did, bro.
Michael, can I say something? There was a stage. He's got him on the ropes. He went like this. He went, "I'm sorry, man." And he gave him a little clump, but he didn't give him the Wilder one.
He said, "I love you."
He said, I love you.
He punched
him. Sorry, I love you.
Sorry. Yeah, man.
But one thing about that, I can't lie. At the end, they should have taken the mic away from Chisora, bro. You could see he needed help, bro. Like, medically, he needed medical help.
I heard he was burst.
And, bro, he said weren't making sense. Home,
take the kids to school.
Yeah.
It's Sunday tomorrow, yeah. Easter. Half term.
He would. You cold. Could tell, but they just kept the mic.
Going home to do the school run.
School run. Yeah.
So what you don't know is that his kids go to a special school that goes to school on the Sunday.
Okay.
Why is he lying?
I'm here to protect Del Boy. Yeah, it was a great last run. Listen, he's done 50 fights.
That's mad.
He's fought the best of the best of his generation.
Exactly my point. This is what the presenter should have been saying rather than putting that he should have said, thank you for what you've done for the sport.
Who was presenting? Who was it at the time?
I can't remember his name.
Bro, Hyder's moving like... No,
bro, it was deep. It was deep. I'm surprised that none of his team took him away.
Who do you complain to when the TV's not going right again? What's it called again?
Ofcom.
Yeah, you're moving like Ofcom.
The thing is, yeah, I done a podcast with him. And after the pod, I was like, this guy's a maniac. Then I saw him doing a bus with ride with Nigel Farage. Then I was like, this guy's a maniac. Then I see him, what he was saying about taking his kids to school on a Sunday.
His thing's anarchy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
I clocked his thing separate when he's like the start of the fight. He's just gone and sprayed water in the Klitschko brother's face. Just like, what are we doing? What?
Bro.
Why have you done this?
He's a maniac.
This ain't even selling no more tickets, you know? Like,
you know what?
Take promo, like.
He knew what he needed to do to get the eyes. In a space of boxing where it's kind of been lame in the last 20 years, let's be real, until AJ come along, he's had to do something to stand out. So he's had to be a bit of an arsehole. But if you know him business-wise,
he does good business, though.
Mad business. Mad business, bro. So listen, man,
He made him and Dillian White a thing.
Yeah, man.
Like he flung that, like he was talking, they're talking normal like this, you know?
He made this fight a thing.
And he's just going, I'm the Don Dada.
He said, you know
he said, what?
He said, donkey.
Bro, he's got that table.
You the donkey. Yeah, you the donkey.
Who's the donkey, bruv?
Who's the donkey now?
I'm going to miss Del Boy. I'm going to miss him in boxing, bro.
These are the reasons why I wasn't aware he needed help medically at the end of the fight. Because this just seems to be the premise of all his conversations.
Bro, anyone who's getting hit, punched in the face by people 16 and a half stone upwards, bruv.
CTE.
Yeah, it's CTE.
Well, let's not put that out into the open. Let's hope he doesn't. Because we've seen it recently.
Parcel
with a few
of the game, man. Big him up, man. Yeah. He's a legend.
I hope he don't fight no more.
He's probably gonna do a couple YouTube ones. Get some
possibly,
money.
Possibly. Big, but there's not much money in that YouTube.
That's
shed,
a bad. You see, whoever is the other side of that equation, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's gonna have some mess YouTube fight, and he's gonna walk you down for 10 rounds.
Try mess man up.
Jake Paul. I could see him trying, you know, Jake Paul.
Yeah, and Jake Paul. This is where it all goes wrong. All got because you think like this is not AJ. Yeah. He's not doing the
AJ perfect thing. AJ broke his jaw.
No, but I'm saying AJ's boxing. He's not gonna do that, bro. He's going to walk forward like this,
whack you,
and just start swinging.
It's
bro.
Like AJ against my man and Ngannou. He just didn't allow him at all. He's like, you want to fight me? I'm a boxer. You're not a boxer. Cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Went full.
He allowed Jake Paul though, but he didn't allow definitely. Him.
No, I reckon.
I think he just was. I think he just literally he was just waiting to knock it out. Like, I'm not forcing this, it's gonna come.
People have paid that. As well, that's what you got. Remember, this is entertainment and they knew that and he knew he could. He, I heard him
one
talk about
he
it.
Got
he could have got him out.
But they're not allowed. I reckon
with Ngannou, he had to get him out there because Ngannou's got one punch power. It's,
that could knock him out quickly, innit?
It's recorded, it's there.
Do you know what? I think a lot of these boxers, like Chisora though, I agree with you lot. Jake Paul don't want to fight that.
Don't,
do you know the same way, like,
idea.
I reckon footballers might look at charity games and go, if I ever played in that game, the same way the boxers might look at these YouTube fights and go, if I ever have the chance to box,
Jake
what
Paul
is
will I'm fight him, bro. Jake Paul will fight him, bro. Jake Paul will fight him. You know, man, there's a whole thing, Wembley Stadium, Tottenham Stadium.
And it's going to go bad.
I'm actually going there tomorrow.
Did you see Fury. That chat, like, when Lewis Hamilton was kicking ball with like Jamie Carragher and that.
Huh?
He's kicking ball like Jamie Carragher, Thierry Henry and that, yeah. Bro, see Cara, he was not doing the whole, you're not a bro. He was, have you seen it? He was moving to Harry.
Oh my.
Yeah, he does it. He's an arsehole like that. Yeah.
Moving to
apparently,
him.
Apparently, when new people would come into Liverpool, he would be him, Gerrard.
Danny
Murphy.
Thompson.
But it was like a few of them, they would like literally smash you. Like people didn't like
El Hadj Diouf didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, I played a charity game with Jamie Carragher. He's my centre-back partner. Let me tell you something.
Tackled you.
Brother, at one point, obviously, I'm still kind of gassed. There's 20,000, 30,000 people here. I'm like, this is mad. So we've got to push up at one point. But I just found myself gazing into the crowd. All I hear is, get the fuck up, you idiot! I was like, what? And he's spoken to you like that in real time, and you've just got to just allow it and keep it moving. And I was like,
you found yourself pushing out and you didn't even clock your hair now.
I could not play football because when that man spoke to me like that, my first go-to is, who the fuck are you talking to? But then I realised everyone's pushing up, I'm the one that's not. And then after the game, he comes out, what's going on? You're right, poet.
And
like,
and he spits as well, doesn't he? So you don't want that.
A person that should get spot on though, or a lot of them, is Tottenham fans, man. I mean, I love them, but I can't stand the fact that they celebrated and they had a parade a year ago only to potentially be seven games away from Premier League.
See, I'm going to sound like a Tottenham lover now, but God. They celebrated because they won.
Yes.
Yeah. I won't, it's not even.
I'm an Arsenal fan, so
that's fine, isn't it? What's the issue is that you lot had like a little mini parade before that Forest game. And then
what do you mean? Did
like
they?
That's before.
They tried to do the European thing. They tried to do that. You
that
know
that you see Liverpool do well.
You know when it's a big game and their team's forward into Anfield and they get boom, they drive down it and it's just red. They've done that on Tottenham High Road.
Do you remember that video? Happened to a Man United. A Man United game. They went somewhere and there's a video of Jesse Lingard on a bus and they're just throwing stuff at the bus. Was it Anfield?
Anfield.
There you go.
Anfield.
Tottenham tried to do that, Lippy.
They don't have.
You didn't intimidate.
What? They lost 3-0.
They dared to do it though, didn't they?
They dared to do it. They've also dared to get a new man in. They brought him away from Marseille. He used to be at Brighton. I tell you what, he's definitely got Arteta's number.
They're good friends, man.
De Zerbi. Nah, I don't
think he meant it like that, I think.
They are good friends.
He's beating him, I think he means.
Yeah, like, do you remember the time where Arsenal beat Brighton and then in the post-match interview he said, don't worry, next game they lost 3-0.
Yeah, no, Arsenal I know, lost 3-0, but I've heard Arteta wax lyrical about him still when he was like, yeah, I want a Nwaneri.
Hey, don't use my word that I used on the other episode. Idiot.
Wax lyrical, man.
He's never used that before. He's never used that. And when I said
can
it,
I
you
get my
pooms.
Point out or not?
Go on, brother.
Go on. Thanks. So, yeah, I heard when he said he wanted Ethan Nwaneri to go... be
play underneath.
Yeah. De Zerbi likes my man, how my man. So he's definitely got one of the top managers in the league's blessing. So
I know you heard that from Tour de France, obviously, with the glasses on. Scorch, talk to me. It's your club.
Yeah, man. Nah, United is just a better moment. It's a better moment now, car. It was given like insane asylum. Like, it was bad. So bad, bro.
What's changed?
New nothing. Manager, bro.
Nothing.
New manager.
But you know what it is? I feel like at the very least, yeah, like De Zerbi in the champ, I'm with that. I'm with that.
Does he stay? Does he have
he
to
definitely
stay?
Stay.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
said
yeah.
He said he is.
So De Zerbi in the champ, I'm with that, yeah. De Zerbi in the Prem with a pre-season and no Europe, I'm also with that. Like, man's been like 16, like I've been in this hell for like 3 seasons, bro, of mad relegation style football. Yeah, and man can actually see like some patterns of play, like some ideas now, you get me? So
how? He ain't played.
He hasn't managed yet.
No, I'm saying like looking forward.
Oh,
like,
Scorch. Like,
yeah.
I think it again.
No, do you know what? No, you can't do the Scorch though, because he's probably usually very negative about Spurs, and this is a different tune he's singing. He's singing dancehall right now.
It's crazy. I've never seen it.
Like, grind before.
If someone come in here and say an Arsenal fan, Arsenal got a new manager, and they started saying, you know what? Yeah, man, I can see good signs. Like from him sitting in that chair in that interview, he would be like, what?
Good signs have come. A man said, I can see patterns of play.
What? He said, I can see patterns of play.
That's funny, crazy.
No, do you know what it's though?
Being manifest.
I've been saying, he's the, in my opinion, yeah, he's like the kind of coach that man need. Like we don't need like some manager. We need a coach that's actually going to educate these man, players, yeah. Number one. Like, he's also got it all to do, I think, from a coaching perspective. Like, yeah, he's managed in the Champions League. He's managed in different places around the world. But, like, in terms of, like, being a top, top boy, he's still...
He's a disciplinary.
Little bit.
But they don't go well at Spurs. No, haven't gone well at Spurs.
He's a good mix of a tactician, disciplinarian, from what I've seen.
I've seen him send people off
the players love the, what's it called though? From what I've seen, like the players everywhere he's gone seem to like love the training sessions.
Yeah, they do
but,
love the training.
But apparently he's mad serious. But I think we need that, man.
Yeah, you do.
So was he one of your...
That's my top choice.
When your team gets second the manager Poch. You want, or you know what I'm saying? It's always. I've been saying
we should go for the Zerbi like last year.
But you lot, Slot was he your first choice?
I didn't even know Duki, bro.
Don't get defensive, man. I'm just saying, a lot of Liverpool fans, when he came in, it was a good, like, remember, Jürgen gave him the blessing, so it was a good transition.
Bro.
So you lot have had the good guy that you lot believe in. How does it feel when it's flopped?
But it hasn't flopped, he won the league.
Where are you at?
We didn't flop, bro, we won the league, bro.
Where are you at with Slot? Like,
he's got a goal now.
He's got a goal, got a goal now.
Yeah. He's got a goal,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, I didn't...
Yeah, come on, man. You got it in
nice
the bank.
Nice check, like, I just... The last time I...
Yeah, but come on, man. You understand. The establishment supporters. It's not even about Liverpool, but the establishment that Liverpool are, yeah, we can't win the league and then not challenge for it the next year. It's not the worst.
It's the worst champion.
No, it's not. But it's good...
But back to the Zerbi, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, mate. It's not the worst.
By Zerbi, though...
7 games left.
Yeah, man. He just, look. If he just got to catch 2 of them. Like,
when?
Sunderland ain't too bad.
2 out of the 7 only?
Yeah, I reckon 2.
6 points keeps
you up. I reckon 2. 2 in a draw.
Let's take a look at it.
And lose the rest.
Whatever.
Let's take a look at it like this.
That's my opinion.
Obviously, with De Zerbi, you've spoken ideally you would like to have a pre-season before he was arrived. But he's arrived with 7 games to go. You now believe that survival is something that you can achieve, even though I don't believe it. I don't want to hear new manager bounce because that didn't work last time. What is the things that he's going to implement that you need right now? And how will he have enough time? Because it's only 7 games. He strikes me as someone that's a little bit strict. Everyone around the table said Tottenham don't usually respond well to that. What makes you believe that they'll respond well to it this time round when you've only got 7 games to go?
Because he understands the challenge. Like, even just the stuff he was saying in his interview, in my opinion. Like, he's not talking. He said, bro, now's not the moment for coaching. Like, this isn't a moment for coaching. This is about getting the players in the right frame of mind to deal with the task that they got ahead of them. If he was talking about, yeah, my patterns of my philosophy, my patterns, I'd be saying, get ready for 58 games in the Champions League. But he seems to understand. And United as well, there's some jeopardy for these players as well. Cuffer. Too long we've been seeing players with good social media and that decent marketing and that cutting through, being mental, losing man game after game after game, and man talking about, he's class.
PR.
Vendervent's class. 100M. Give me 100M. I'll take it now.
100M.
I'll take
60. Even 60.
50 million pound player, bro. Max.
50s.
Max.
30 and a
player. Yeah, I know what's going on right
I'm
now.
Saying it's 80 mil for both of them. What, Romero as well?
Relegation partners.
Both of them. 80 million.
I'll take it and I'll buy Van Heck.
But a season ago, they were like the best
not for me.
Defense probably in
not
the league.
For me.
On paper. Two seasons.
Can I ask the table this then? With Man United, Haider will definitely be maybe best positioned to answer. I remember speaking about some of the Manchester United players prior to Carrick. And we spoke down about a lot of the Manchester United players. One person that unfortunately can't grow hair anymore suggested that they should even sell Kobbie Mainoo. A new gaffer gets involved and all of a sudden Casemiro's asking for an extension, or they're saying Casemiro should get an extension. Kobbie Mainoo's back in the England side. Are we potentially seeing, what I'm asking, is the worst of these players because of their circumstances? And if De Zerbi can come in and he can, you know, make a change, what players out of that crop do you believe will change? Which players out of that crop will be the Kobbie Mainoo or the Casemiro to change their form for us to go, you know what, Archie Gray isn't so bad, or Odegaard
isn't
so bad?
You just said the name right there.
I was going to say Bergvall and Gray probably.
That's the two names.
But they've already been their two best players really this season. So it's like...
That's ain't like the issue though. That guys that... Obviously that they're good young, players, yeah. But guys that are that young are carrying them.
Even I'm not saying Bergvall's... Like, Bergvall is just, bro.
You all right?
Nah, but you know when you play for your team and it's dark, you got...
Nah, but he's not, I hear
no,
what you're saying.
No, because he's not, like, I get it, like, man, I think he's good. He dribbles bare and he overruns the ball for fun.
Player.
Like,
can't be your best player.
You see this thing, you see, he does the thing that I don't like that Rice does. Yeah? Bro, he gets the ball, yeah, and he wants to play. He's genuine, but he ain't seen it. Because that's not his thing.
He just drives.
So he's just running across the pitch. Just across the pitch. From one touch to the... And then, you know, he does. He just passes it to, like, the right... Like, he's just gone across and just... When he's got, like, 3 yards away from the man, he just offloads.
So you still think Rice ain't on much?
Nah, not for me. He's a good player.
Good scanner. Good player. I see him doing some video about him with scanning.
That one, innit?
This hella scanning, this drops it.
But that's the options he's made.
I must stick into this right here. Bergvall's not rated. I kind of like what Lippy said though. I kind of want to find the player that has a reputation that kind of has gone a little bit down. What one of those players?
Xavi, innit? Simmons.
Nah.
No? You don't think De Zerbi can get something out of it?
Nah. Yeah, but
I think they go hand in hand still.
Go on, Lippy.
I think it's got to be one of the boys that's been there. Richarlison, Solanke. Yeah. Like.
I was going to say the lone boy, you know. I was going to say Paulinho. I think he's going to get a good 8 games. How many he got? 6. My bad. 7. He's gonna get, if he gets a good 7 games out of, do you know what I mean?
I think Paulinho's cooked.
Not with someone like him, man.
Three, four years ago, he got
Højbjerg. Half turn is not available.
He got Højbjerg and got Højbjerg levering it. Like, you know what I mean? The average, yeah, Pierre Højbjerg.
Yeah, I might say he was doing his thing, man.
He didn't even know he had that screamer in him, the 30 yard.
He did. He had that in the Prem.
I didn't know he had it.
He scored a couple of screamers.
Yeah, he had him balling, like, his midfield. I think your midfield's going to appreciate De Zerbi. Like, they're going to appreciate De Zerbi. The wide players, they don't think you've got much in it because of due to injuries, isn't it?
Yeah. Kudus is the only...
Is Maddison back this year?
I think Maddison, yeah. No. You lot know I'm not a fan. This guy. But Maddison, I actually think Maddison under De Zerbi could be a useful...
He's going to go in the eight, Hondo.
Why?
Because he's he's our punk, isn't it? That's the main problem. The main problem is he's just our punk. But though, yeah.
He's personal.
No, because he played... No, when man play for your team, like, bro, and you got to listen to... Like, I'm watching man lose the ball consistently with the Travella pass. I just need you to... execute this 12-yard pass.
Caravan Park, bro. Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, bro. Travella giveaway.
Caravan Park.
I'm not into that. But though, my man though, if I'm being real, like he's technical enough. Like, and I think he's probably coming into a point in his career where he's probably accepting where he's at. Like, forget that the dream of you being
England.
A top player.
Yeah.
That's done. But when I say elite, like world's elite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you could be... You could kind of kick on and be a top player. Like, you know, like...
You got too many of them players, though.
The whole squad.
Yeah,
the whole squad. You know, like Xhaka, though, yeah? At the end of his time at Arsenal. Not that I'm saying Xhaka wasn't good before. But you see, at the end of his time at Arsenal, Xhaka actually started to get appreciated to top player level now. You get me? Go to Leverkusen. They're looking at him as a top player. When he goes to Sunderland, he's carrying the whole drain.
Can I give you an example of what you're saying? So we had a player at West Ham, Nigeria Coker. And On tells his story to me a lot. He says, if Nigel, and Nigel, forgive me, because you might not believe this, but this is an Anton fault. He said, if Nigel would have like played simpler, he'd have probably got further. But because he tried to do too much sometimes, which he was a great player, great captain.
Young captain, isn't it? Yeah.
But because he tried to maybe do too much, it probably... affected his game where he looked like he couldn't do it because he wasn't playing within his limits. But if he would have kept it one, two touch, head and volley, remember, things like that, he probably would have gone further because then you're a specialist. You know what I mean? So Maddison could become a specialist. Like, he keeps the ball well.
Mm.
Yeah. But when he tries to do too much and tries to be Bruno, then it's like, well, then we can criticize him. But if he would have become a specialist, like the best player I played against was a Tottenham player, Tim Sherwood. Bro, just kept it simple.
When
he's not better ability, but at that time when I played effectiveness, bro, he just, when you got near him, he done one touch. When you was off him, he controlled the game, took 2-3 touches, played to his strengths, you know what I mean, within himself. So I think there's a lot of Tottenham players that could probably there. Look at Richarlison, man. If he was just to play to his strength, he's quick, he's strong.
I used to like Richarlison.
Like, he could be a hell of a player.
I can't lie. Like, Richarlison's Richarlison, innit? But you see, in this time here,
I respect him,
man. Like, he's proper. Fire. He's one person that man can't point my finger. You see how, like, I bombed on Romero,
Van de Ven.
I'm sick of these. Like, you see, Richarlison, I get it. Like, he's not the coldest striker, but you can't really fault him, bro. I feel like if you can shape what he's got going on there, that effort with a bit of coaching, for 7 games? Like,
7, this is the thing.
I feel
7.
Like the only good thing about these 7 games is you've got time in between them, so that might give him a chance to like coach the players. Like,
yeah.
6
Bare new days. Gaffers don't get that, innit?
Yeah, no.
Bare new gaffers don't get that.
Will help you a lot. But in terms of looking at the fixtures, Sunderland, Brighton, Wolves, Villa.
Let's take a look at them. Yeah, I like that. Where should he get results, though? Because if we go through Sunderland, Brighton, Wolves, Aston Villa, Leeds, Chelsea, Everton, I'm going to say... two of the games that strike out to me straight away where I say, whatever happens, if you lose, just allow it, is Chelsea and Villa. Just because Chelsea and Villa are in situations where they're going for bigger things, I think they've got a better quality squad, whereas everybody else is either mid-table safe and nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Leeds ain't safe.
Leeds are not safe. Man. No, they're not, are they? Wolves are gone.
No, they're not fully gone yet.
Real, yeah.
Mathematically,
they're,
gone, they're not, bro.
They
and
are,
they've been
even
playing
if
good.
They are, bro. They're not.
And they're not going to play, is my point.
You understand, bro?
Yeah.
Sunderland, Brighton, them ain't that far off. Like, they're still a lot of 7 games. That's 21 points, bro.
I'll
a
be
lot
real,
change,
yeah.
Man.
I feel like a lot of teams in the Prem, bro, don't like Tottenham, bro.
Mm.
And I think the thought of sending them down will be on a lot of these teams' minds. Bro. I'll be honest.
It's either them or it's them or us. Bro. It's that bro, siege mentality, isn't it? Like,
think about it, bro. Tottenham down there. For see, you'll probably get back up, bro. But imagine they don't even get back up, bro. This could be the end.
Do you know why I don't have faith in them, Lippy? It's got nothing to do with what's happening right now. This year marks the 10-year anniversary of Tottenham going for a title charge and somehow on the final day finishing third. Do you remember when we finished second?
Yes.
They were in the title race, and if it hadn't been for an Eden Hazard goal against that, who knows what happens. 10 years later, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, you've got 7 games to go. You probably have to, out of that 7 games, at least get 4 wins. You haven't won in 2026. And you've brought in a manager that I think personally, the one thing he's going to need more than anything, because he's got such a harsh style, is he's going to need time. For you to bring in this harsh style at a point, where, like, what do you say to a guy when things are shit and you got to save them? Like, you can't remind them that they're shit, or you can, because how are they going to respond? I just don't, I honestly look at it as mission impossible.
I don't think he would have took the job if he didn't really believe as well. So that's got to count for something, the fact that he believes he can keep these lot up.
I heard allegedly in the contract he's put that he can, even if they get relegated, he can leave, but they still have to pay out his contract.
No.
No.
The opposite.
Is that the opposite? Yeah, he said he's staying. But this is what I'm saying. You Arsenal, innit? So you see, respectfully, you don't know kind of. Have you had a mid-season manager change? Have you had that?
Yeah, November, December.
Was that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And but did you see? No, did you notice straight away the team play different? Car when Klopp came in, see when Rodgers left, you see that immediately. Yeah. I noticed something.
What did you notice about Igor Tudor?
He did have it.
Yeah, but that's
yeah, he didn't have
the
it.
The only reason
pointing the remote control at the microwave.
The only reason is different. Yeah,
it's different, Jim.
Nah, go on, Liffy.
As much as it's a coaching thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying he can't do this, but well, he needs these guys to fight. That's what these last. What is it, 8 games, 6, 7 games is going to be about, bro. Like, they have to battle, bro. Like, Xavi Simmons, Palinha, some of the new boys, like, it's not about their quality. Obviously, the football has been poor as well.
The football's been insane, bro.
Bro, at this point, bro, it's almost like, it's like us, other end of the table, bro. It don't matter what football we play, bro. It's about the results only. We have to fight, win our duels, run harder. You understand? And if De Zerbi can't get these guys to do it because Igor Tudor couldn't. He might have been the best tactician in the world, but they wouldn't.
No,
but you know what?
I won't lie. They were running, but they had some cancer in the joint, bro. That Van der Ven guy and that Romero guy. I'm sorry, bro.
Sometimes they get sent off on purpose,
bro. I don't know. I don't know if it's on purpose or they just. You get me? You know when your heart is. You get me? You just find yourself killing it.
Taking their ball home, man.
Tudor was a bad coach,
bro. Ain't that a problem that your captain is one of the most reckless players on your team?
And vice captain.
In these moments, none of these players have been through a relegation scrap in their life. Like, you need leaders, and your only leader, really, who I see is Romero, is one of your most maniac players. Like, I just don't see it going as smoothly as everyone thinks it's going to go.
I don't think anyone thinks it's gonna go smoothly. I think people think, rah, this don't make no sense, cause this is a coach that's super detailed tactically. Mm. Yeah. So he needs time. Like, there's no getting around.
And you know
that's what Lippy said
time.
Though.
You know what as well? Like, talking of time, he's obviously put his foot in it by mentioning the player.
MG.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Would you want him to sign for you?
Did he mention him?
Me? Like, no, I'm right. I got Kudus.
Barry, the fans are against him, though. Do you think that will cause madness in the stadium? Like, do you think the stadium's going to be full or all these fans are protesting and stuff?
I just think, see if he gets it down and starts playing.
Sweet. No one's going to say nothing, innit?
Before we move on to the other side of North London, what I will say Tottenham is to me just an example of people that don't know a lot about football being involved in football. And I think this squad is accumulated. based upon stats and nothing to do with real life stuff. And it's really interesting when you hear about Sir Alex Ferguson and how he chose players and how he said, I chose players that were from small places, not big cities. He didn't like individuals from cities. So he started looking at the life and the psyche of the footballer before we even got down to his ability. Do you know how I'm coming? He's a footballer, so we know he's got good ability, but how can we be more meticulous? I don't think Tottenham think like that. And these times, these individuals are all going to be sharing the same changing room. And now that you're sharing the same changing room, you're looking at it and going, did we ever think about in stats who's got heart or who's got the mentality for this? You can't find that on stats. So now you've got a bag of kids that have never been in a situation like this before. There's loads of injuries. And who's the leader that goes, forget about the circumstances. Here we are. This is what we've got to do. I don't think there's even three of those in the Tottenham changing room. I think you get relegated comfortably, to be honest.
I think we now have a gaffer. That's positioned to be that though. I think that Igor Tudor weren't positioned to be that. I think Thomas Frank ain't that person. Like, just as a coach, he don't have the attitude, the gravitas, you get me? Like, he wants to win by throw-ins and that. This is never gonna work at Tottenham Hotspur. Maybe at some other club, not Tottenham. That's not how, we wanna lose probably kicking ball before we wanna win. Watching 38 games of throw-ins, long throw-ins from your... That's not it, bro.
Hey, people at home, let us know what you think. Lippy, what are you thinking?
I think they'll probably survive, man. Because a big factor of them going down for me would be the players thinking, what's going to happen next season?
Mm.
If they're thinking we survive and have De Zerbi, they're gonna think that's quite positive.
Yeah, for
real. Understand? So they're going to aim for that. And now that you I think about it, Scorch, you're kind of right. It won't take a lot. Probably 2-3 wins. And then,
Forest and West Ham.
Wolves are done. Yeah, West Ham. I don't know, man. De Zerbi...
Somerville's injured.
Exactly.
De Zerbi's proper, bro.
It's literally between West Ham and Tottenham.
If they win their first game, that's 1-3.
Sunderland away.
Sunderland are safe. Are they not safe?
Yeah.
That's a factor, bro. They could play.
They're trying to get in Europe, no? Am I wrong?
Still, but it's not the same as, for me, a new manager bounce with a good coach, yeah? And they've needed this all year, bro. It's finally landed now. They'll get to, if they survive, bro, feel like winning a trophy, bro.
I hear that, but you know one thing? There's a player that Scorcher brought up, their first game was away to Sunderland, and you start looking at the characters, and I'm taking a look at Sunderland. You got Xhaka in the middle of the park. That's a character. So if Tottenham go 1-0 up, I think I trust Sunderland to get back in the game because of characters like Bullard at the back and then there's Xhaka in field and Broby. And with Tottenham, if they go 1...
You rate him?
I rate him for that system with that five at the back. Like, he's dangerous. He's dangerous. I couldn't have him at my club, like, but respectfully.
He's got Southgate on. Sorry, it's like to go Southgate.
I know.
You got
But yeah, just to go back to Sunderland, I just think that being your first game as well, it's gonna speak to the character of Tottenham Hotspur, and we'll probably learn more.
No, yeah, we'll learn more. That first straight that Sunderland game immediately will let us.
When is that Saturday?
Yeah,
Archie Gray's your guy, you know. Archie Gray's the person I believe in at Tottenham. The question is, who do I believe in on Saturday tomorrow, 12:30, Lippy? 12:30 kickoff, midday, but it's at the Emirates. Arsenal play Bournemouth off the back of 2 defeats. Man City won in the cup final. We can't say, you know, play every game like a cup final because we saw how that went. That was pretty bad. And then the following game is the quarter final away to Southampton. I heard the arguments on Tuesday speaking about, were we strong enough? Are we not strong enough? I'm sorry, we're trying to win the league. They're trying to get promoted. We have to be strong enough regardless of who we put out. Could have been the kit man. Now we've got Bournemouth. Lippy.
We gotta get it done, man.
Gotta get it done.
We had to get them other two games done that we just lost. But this one, definitely vital. You understand?
We spoke about character and we spoke about Tottenham not having much character. Arsenal haven't shown much character in the past 180 minutes of football in which I've witnessed. What do we have to display tomorrow? And if we're going to display it, who do you believe the characters are to get us through a game like that?
I'll be honest, man. The way we're playing right now, we got to score early-ish and defend well. You understand? Bournemouth are kind of like, I wouldn't say they're a bogey team, but regardless of what the result is against Bournemouth, they always give us a, a hard game.
They're party people.
Yeah,
Bournemouth.
Yeah.
We beat them
at Thing, at their bit, was it Vitality? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that, what's his name? Coupe,
yeah. Oh, boy. And they got that new one, Brazilian Ryan.
Ryan.
And but they got one man, they got a technician in there, man. Was it Tavernier?
Tavernier, left wing.
Yeah,
bro.
The little bro.
Alex Scott in the middle of the park.
Hey, see Alex Scott, I'm so happy.
He's a Tottenham player, looks like.
He's coming to life. And you know he's cold. You know he's wavy. Fuck. No, man. My guy. Brooks, that's my guy.
Oh, Brooks,
he's wavy. Stuff.
Player. You know what? But love. All of that's cool, yeah. But Arsenal's just going to do this so calm. Well, we built it up cold, though. We did.
You know, if this was a 4:30 kickoff, I'd be like, yeah, Arsenal got this clear. But have you not played 12:30 this season?
Twice.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, Bournemouth are a team. I don't know the stats, but I know they're a team that do. I think they do well. 12:30. I've seen they've taken points off Liverpool. 12:30 kickoffs. Bournemouth.
But if it was 12:30 away, I'd be scared. 12:30 at home, I'm much more confident.
Just 12:30 away.
That's a good
Lippy
point.
Said something that scared me.
What?
He also said something today, though. But the other day, he said something that really scared me. But he said, Arsenal, did you say get a goal and...
Not sit back, but defend well, innit? Because we're not going to score. Like, I'm just saying it's the reality.
Yeah,
we're not going to score.
I just think if this is the mentality that Arsenal are going to have for these last seven games, then you're definitely in trouble, man. Like, go and take it to the teams like you used to, man.
Bro,
you used to take it
to
teams.
Score as much as... But we don't, bro. We don't.
Is Madueke back?
Yeah, yeah. But it's that these guys
couldn't
are not
beat Bournemouth, bro.
Efficient, bro.
How about Victor Gyökeres, though? Hat-trick, I watched the hat-trick he scored over international break. He got a goal in the next game. Then he came off the bench for Arsenal against Southampton, got a goal. Does that not fill with you a little bit of confidence knowing
honest,
he's in a good space mentally, probably?
That's why I flip it back on you, Steve. Or you said something
about
Gyökeres, bro. You said business end.
Yes.
He will come alive.
Yes.
And I'm hoping.
He scored four in the last two games, right?
Listen, I'm hoping. Because he came on against Southampton. Again, not an amazing goal, but a goal nonetheless.
No, that goal's good goal.
He scored again.
Yeah, but like,
he scored again as well.
But, bro, he's got a... Let's do the ifs now, yeah? If we win the league because of him, yeah, man. Nothing that happened before will matter, bro. Nothing. He'll go down as like... No one will care about the Tony Soprano run, the black Tim's, the way he's not even black Tim's, they're saying he's got caterpillar boots on. You understand, bro? So they're like, all of that will go out the window. And I think it's players like that. When you're talking mentality, yeah? He's not got that Arsenal nervousness, end of the season stuff. You understand? Mm. He's just got, to this point of the season, I think he's got 17 all comps now.
That's a great shot, you know.
And he's
he
got
to
think.
He don't care about
bro,
none of that.
He's got to think. I score a couple goals. My numbers at the end of the season, they're not going to look as bad. I'll look like the reason we won this league. Yeah. I'll get to play next season with way less pressure. Because he's had so much pressure every week. He never got that run of games to start scoring and just get the pressure lift off him. So, bro, it's got to be now, man.
Do you know who else I think is a massive, massive positive for Arsenal, man? It's very annoying, because I used to kind of chat, but Raya's proper good, man.
Raya, the keeper, quality.
He's very good. And he, you know, is as well, that thing you said, that like, he's not really into this whole, oh, he's nervous because of that. He's just playing the same way he's always playing. Like, I think he, man. See, when you got a goalie that's 30, it changes everything, bro.
He's a very good goalie, but he's a very good player as well. Like, you can pass it back. It's an extra, you know what I'm saying? It's a deep line playmaker. Do you know what I'm saying, innit?
I'm scared about one thing, though, because I've noticed, like, you know, like, for example, last season, their best player by a country mile is Mo Salah. Liverpool's, that's the player, that's probably the reasons why, or one of the big reasons why they won the league. Every season, like, there's a reason, there's a player, like the Kevin De Bruyne, Haaland one season. With Arsenal, there's not really one player. It just seems like if the league was broke into quarters, the first quarter might have been the surprise of Trossard. I think he was really good at the start of the season. He done pretty well. Then the next part of that would be, for me, the defence, I guess, like the likes of the Saliba and Gabriel were really good, and we started talking about loads of set-piece goals. Then the part after that was the surprise emergence for me of Eze. I think Eze has been extremely good for this quarter. Now we're on the final and the most important quarter. I'm just like, what player is going to take it? I hope so, but Eze is no longer here to provide for him. So it's like, all right, that's not going to, how's that going to happen? Odegaard hasn't looked good all season. So it's like, Gokeres could be that player, but I'm just like, who's going to be the individual to provide for him? I hope it is a Gokeres and Saka that step up for this quarter and they become, between one of them, they become the player. But that's my only fear right now. Who's going to be the player for this quarter?
I think it's going to be Gokeres.
I was just going to say, Max.
I think it's going to be, I think it's what Lippy, like, if you lot are going to win the league, it's going to be because Gox pulled up at the business end of the season. But as you were saying, like, every team usually has someone, Salah, Haaland, De Bruyne, Hazard, whatever, that win the league. I think you lot are going to be the first team to win it in, like, the, in a system era, innit? It's a system era. So every part of your team has had a moment where they've contributed.
Like that Chelsea team of 05. It was like that Chelsea team, like, that, like, Mourinho had. Everyone had three instructions. If one person didn't do their job, potentially affected the whole result. So
honestly, that's cold, bro. Like, it's every part of a season, one part of the team has to be the best part of the team. And they've, at the moment, they've all done their job so far.
That's that light bulb thing, like, that's all cold, connected bro. With the light bulb.
That's cold, bro. Big drip.
Leave a comment, let us know what you think about Arsenal. Can they get it done yesterday, tomorrow, and will they go on to win the Premier League? We did speak about strikers. We said early on in the season, will a striker scoring a lot of goals be the reason why any one Premier League team wins the league? And there's one man that just come off the back of a hat-trick against Liverpool. He's now got to compete against a Chelsea side who, for me, their manager needs to stop doing barbershop adverts.
Steve, do you remember how vexed he was when I said he weren't ready? Can you admit it now? Rosinha, it's a bit.
Go, Steve.
You understand?
They ready. Just won 7-0 last game.
Ready. That is a funny phrase, right?
Wait, what's this new? Is he been practicing poetry?
this spoken word thing, ready.
The spoken word thing is magic.
Is he... Is he ready? Meaning, is he the best? No, he's not the best yet.
No.
Not the best yet, no. He's learning. He's been a manager for what, six
seasons? Do you think Chelsea having a learning manager is going to do them favours?
No, but it's a part, like, they knew. It's only us that don't know what their thing is. Like, they knew that he was coming in to learn, innit?
Yeah, no, but all it is Chelsea, obviously... We always speak
it's
about
it's a project.
No, 100, but
it's a real project. Like, they've got him from Strasbourg. They could have got many other managers, probably De Zerbi, probably.
Nah. Would they have?
Yes, they could have. They could have got whatever they wanted to though? Because they could pay money, bro. Money talks, yeah?
Also managers that wouldn't want to be managers under that leadership.
Maybe. They wouldn't come out and say that.
He's very outspoken.
Anyway.
He's very anti-Chelsea.
Point is, it's a project. Yeah,
and they don't pay money no more, by the way. They've cut down on a lot of stuff.
Now, they still pay money, but not as much.
Shut up. So, is he the finished article? No. Is he making mistakes? Yeah, because he's trying things. Is he taking accountability when he makes mistakes? When I spoke to him, he has.
When I spoke to him, he has. It's so good.
So, mm-hmm. Could he have done better? I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Yeah.
I don't know.
What are we calling him? Liam?
Liam Rosinha.
Just the fool called Liam Rosinha, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't Liam.
No, because
I said L's. Call him L's.
Is he making it to December?
Yeah. 100%.
No, this is a good question.
I don't.
Because I don't think so.
Listen, you see next season. You're going to be, when you see when teams start papping Chelsea, you're going to be so stunned. And the camera is going to pan to him so quickly and he's not going to know. I'm telling you, it's peak, bro. It's not just that. Liam Rosinha is about to get moved.
Teams have tried to pop them.
I don't think he'll be there next season is because already, bro, since he's arrived, you got players doing interviews.
Cucurella.
About they want to go to other
Palmer.
Clubs. Palmer don't want to be at the club no more.
Don't he?
Like, what? That's look at the way like, he's playing,
happened at every club,
just
bro.
Just body language and that.
It's only Arteta that's got gang. Good.
Enzo.
They don't like Liam Rosinia, bro. All these quotes he's coming out with, all these mad interviews he's doing, I don't think he's going
to
lose.
I'm telling you, you see, because there's other things to concentrate on. Arsenal's in the title race. This is a huge thing. Tottenham relegation. This is huge. Like, Liverpool's kind of...
It's getting away with it.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
Trust me, when everything's reset and they get to have a look at Chelsea messing about.
You can see their electrics rigged
with
up.
With a black gaffer in the dugout. Just watch.
You're going to see the electrics. You're going to see the electrics rigged up, innit?
What the...
Hold on a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's long term. His approach to this game now, again, maybe it's just because I'm an Arsenal fan, but I don't rate this, yeah? A man, Enzo Fernandez, obviously said something.
Bye-bye, racist,
media.
Yeah, obviously, it's him being him, but he's come out and said something, bro. And my man, even the statement that he said, yeah, a club decision... That has been made that I was involved in, that he's not going to play the next two games. And I think
it's important that we set the standards at
what
the club.
What is wrong with that?
That? There's nothing wrong with it. But my point is, yeah, he's not going to last.
He's bro. When I see that, and I just see like, it looks like AI.
Because this is my thing, yeah? You're at a club. This is my thing, yeah?
You had nothing.
2 seconds. That isn't great.
The long and short of it, bro.
I forgot what I was going
to
say.
that ain't great what Enzo said, innit? But you're at a club like Chelsea who ain't doing the greatest at the moment. And what did he come out and say? That he'll go to Real Madrid, basically.
Yeah, he loves the city of Madrid, this,
yeah, like
culture.
That happens,
love to live there.
For me, Enzo Fernandez is top three Chelsea players, minimum, yeah? While the season's going like this, he could have reeled it in, had a conversation with my man or whatever, then come out and said, nah, internally, this has been dealt with. I've spoken to him. He could have even done the big man thing and said, whatever happens at the end of the season, we don't know. But for now, Enzo's a Chelsea player.
Nah, you can't say that. You say that, you open the door for Real.
No, let's stop. So I think, personally, he's came out. The club's made a decision. He's came out. He suspended the player because, listen, this ain't the first time that the players had ill discipline, right? The first time being the video, the laughing, the racism, all of this. It's one too many. They've suspended his blood clot now, yeah? Well done, Liam, right? But you said something earlier. You said, I don't understand because, listen.
Don't understand what?
Liam, yeah? There was a scholar from Harvard. You said it earlier. Before you forgot what you was just about to say a minute ago,
Go on, start your agenda. Go on.
All right. But there was a scholar at Harvard and he once wrote,
what's the scholar's name?
Johnston.
Don't bite the bait, bro. Just get your point out.
Forget about it. Because he just made a good point, and Liam's doing what he said. Like it was.
Do you know,
the dissertation
you,
was just crazy.
Well, I think going with Chelsea to Man City to the game. Another reason why I think he'll lose, and it's either one of the two for me about Liam. He's either very performative or he overthinks. I don't like some of the decisions that are made because they're not what I look at as something that is successful or is progressive. Like, I would never see Alex Ferguson or Jose Mourinho in their prime saying, or do you know what I'm saying? But I'm only mentioning the best because that's who you want to emulate. If you want to become good at any one practice, you'll look at what the best do. I've never seen one of the best managers. All right, cool. I've never seen any manager. How do that? Tell his team to cuddle around the ball and love the ball and all of
respect
what the hell? Respect the ball.
It's a new ball, bro.
Fam, I think that's pathetic. That's number one.
If Arteta did that, you know.
I think it's pathetic. I also think it's pathetic to watch Pedro Neto play an FA Cup game against league opposition or whatever it was and then come out and call him world class. Like, these are things that no one's asking
that
you
was
to
mad,
do this.
That was mad,
you're just doing this off your own accord. Like, them decisions, and there's more that he does.
Forced.
And all I'm saying is, I have no problem with the football, really. I think Chelsea are playing decent football. They're looking all right. But there's certain decisions that are happening
personal
off
attack.
The field that I don't like. The one thing I won't get into him is players saying they're going to leave Chelsea. Whether he was the gaffer, someone else was the gaffer, I think that's just what happens at Chelsea. People say they're going to leave, people leave.
No,
that's got
I feel like...
But the other stuff that he's doing, I don't get it.
I feel like them speaking like that is a reflection of him. Like he,
I don't doubt that.
And you know what? Whether it's fair or it's not fair, it might be an issue of like gravitas. That's my, the word. Like the, he just might not have enough gravitas. Bro.
But Scorch, you know what it is for me?
His whole feng shui is like.
The players, I don't, no disrespect, I don't think those are the most, I wouldn't listen to them players. Those are the players I wanted Maresca to stay. And I watched Maresca play Manchester United, get men sent off or what have you, and become more defensive. I just watched Maresca do so much weird things. I'm like, well, we're not going to trust you lot's decision making there because you wanted Maresca to stay, but he was clearly making Chelsea worse. But Liam plays better football. I much better football to watch. All of those reasons, I don't see that with Man City right now. With Man City, I just see them answering questions. Can we the League Cup final? Pep Guardiola, yes. Is Haaland going to score? Yes. The only question that has not been answered as of recent is to do with Foden. But exactly, Phil Foden. Outside of that Phil Foden conversation, even the centre-back that started off poorly, he is looking crazy. I can't lie to you. So Man City, to me, are answering questions that I think people would have been asking of Pep off the back of the past 2 months. Whereas Chelsea started off good with Liam, but as time has gone on, I'm just seeing weird things. And the more I see, there's going to be a case study and all of a sudden Chelsea fans are going to go, are any of these things in this case study the reasons why we're not progressing? And like you said, the transition's happening. Arsenal are where they are. Liverpool are going to fix up next season. Man United are fixing up. Chelsea are not looking like they're fixing up. Someone else takes their place. We Everton. Come on, this, David Moyes. Come on.
We've said this before about teams are going to fix up. We don't know who's going to fix up. We thought Spurs were going to be up and we thought that was a blip. Yeah, we said United weren't going to be. So we don't know, right? We don't. But what I would say is, even if the manager is 7 points clear at the top of the table, going for a Champions League, you lot will still moan or people will still moan. Because that's what's happening with Arteta. I'm hearing Arteta out and look what he's done. So people, no matter what Liam does, are going to find things to moan about him. But I'm looking at a young manager trying things. He really is trying. And to be fair, is he a bit too open? But he comes from a new era where he's comfortable to talk. So comfortable. Can sit in a barber chair. Take a photo of him. I don't mind. He's a very comfortable. But he's going to learn the hard way probably. And I hope it doesn't get him out the whole league or whatever, because I believe he has got what it takes to become a top manager, but I hope he can rein it in a little bit. These people don't love you. That's what it comes down to. Fact. These people don't love you, innit? And you're trying to be nice. Don't be nice. Be a fucking arsehole, bro.
Get a job done.
That's all it is. Just get your job
get
done.
Get the job done. That's facts.
Do you know there's what I'm a saying? Little. There's a little. Do you know what it's like? It's like the black version of, you remember when Graham Potter decided to like swear? That.
It's a bit like...
Do you remember when he decided to swear?
Scorch, but look at Graham Potter now. Clowned him. He just got Sweden to the... Yeah, and he's there singing with his team. Big up Graham, man. I went and done the business thing and Graham talked and I said, I come back and I said, bro,
I like you.
What a lovely guy. But I don't think the team responding to a lovely guy. Sweden have. Jokeres does.
That's because Sweden's a lovely country.
Yeah. Good people.
And the crowds, you lot are lovely people. Leave a comment, let us know what you think about what we just spoke about. As we move on to asking Loons important questions, you know. I asked the Loons a couple of months ago.
Standing up.
Of course. Standing up, you see.
I'm sorry.
He sat down.
I've clocked it. What's the that superhero Will Smith thing?
Hancock.
He's homeless. You're either.
No, that's the Hancock.
A bad boy, though.
No, Steve-O said a good one. Hey, what did you say earlier?
Who did I say?
You said he reminds you of someone.
Omar, porn star. No, you 90s said porn
Charleston
star.
White.
Oh, Charleston White, yeah.
Man said Omar.
Well, he reminds you of Charleston White, a man that doesn't like to leave America. It's like, almost like he doesn't have a passport. Something Liverpool might have to do next season. They might also not have to use their passports as Everton might finish above them. I asked you, can United finish above Liverpool? You confidently took the bet and we haven't spoken about it in about a month. Don't worry. I'll collect the money soon. Now I ask you a question, just a realistic question, because I asked you the Man United one, but your Man United are 6 points clear. They're going to finish above you. Let's have another question. Because that bet's gone.
That's a sir.
So I want to get another bet. My next bet now, so because I want to make some money. So £100 there. Let's make another £100. I bet you Everton finish above you.
Come on then, let's bet.
Sweet. And that way now, the Merseyside the Merseyside Derby is next week Sunday. Lippy, talk to me. Is that a stupid bet?
Oh, it's the best one, that.
Where are you lot playing, Everton?
Don't know. At Will Dickinson.
Away.
At the stadium.
Who you lot got Champions League? PSG.
Talk to them, Lippy. Yeah,
that game's not going to decide.
1 second. Can we just ask Lippy, please?
They're 3 points behind you.
So?
Go on, Lippy.
I'm saying Everton are close. Mm-hmm. They don't have any other games. Mm-hmm. And again, I can speak from experience. Like, when you're playing against these teams that are resting, bro, and they're only focusing on you, bro, it's not easy. And Everton look decent this year, man.
They got poor record at home, though.
That might be true, but I feel like you lot aren't in the greatest of forms right now. What happens? So you lot will play PSG and then Fulham and then...
Are you Premier League ready?
Football, we do this every year. It's nothing new to us.
What's that?
Like, we get the, roughly round here in the Champions League or in and around Champions League spots. So the games always mean something at this
last
end of the
year
season.
You won the league.
Exactly. So the game.
So you didn't do this last year. Listen, hold on. We just asked you, Broski, this season we're asking, can Everton finish above you?
Anyone can finish. I thought you meant how the games are coming.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Obviously anyone can finish higher than anyone, innit? That's football, innit? Like, Leicester won the league, but look, it can happen. Anyone can finish higher than anyone. Leicester won the league, Arsenal finished above Spurs and won in a title race. You know what I'm saying?
Is David Moyes, like, big and serious, is David Moyes better than Slot?
No.
Is David Moyes better than Slot?
Like, I get it, like, you lot are brushing it, but I think Moyes is messed. I think Moyes is so cold,
show me his Premier League medal, though. Yep.
Yeah, I know he ain't got, I hear that. But listen to this, I seen Arne Slot myself. I seen Arne Slot talking about De Zerbi, saying, right, we shouldn't judge coaches just on the medals they've won, course. If you want to do it. And he was talking about De Zerbi, but I'm honest.
Sam Allardyce as well.
In the prep, when I look at, like, you see, like, Tottenham right now, see, if I would have David Moyes for these 7 games, 100%.
Trust me.
Yeah, that don't make him a better
I would never, ever take on a slot. That don't, I know.
I wouldn't take Pep Guardiola when I needed to get out of a relegation zone. No, I'll take him to win me the league, bro. You get what I'm saying? In this last 7 games and you need a title to be won, I'd want Pep at the helm. I wouldn't want Pep with 7 games to go and I'm fighting for my life because he's never been there.
Yes, he has.
You say that, yeah, but I'll tell you what. I just know if I was a Tottenham player, and this is obviously speaking from me, I'm not a Tottenham player. If I was a Tottenham player and I see Pep Guardiola walk into that change room and say, man, them 7 games, I'm coaching you.
Man's winning the league in seven games.
I might win the World Cup in 7 games.
I'm winning the league.
Pep Guardiola.
I hear what you're saying.
Pep Guardiola.
Pep's never been in a relegation battle, so he might not even know how to navigate
Bro,
that.
Bro, it's different. It's like, remember, it's beautiful football, neat football, all of that. Boys, we've got to get it into, this is when it starts playing into percentages. Winning it up in their zones. We can't lose the game if the ball's in their half. You need a man talking to you. That's what Spurs need, you know. That Sunday league thing, quarter oranges at halftime, doing the gum shield. They need to lock in. You get what I'm saying? Coffee and cigarette smoke. That's what needs in that chain.
Do you know what my problem is? This is the reason why I'm always going to, because obviously you've got them. I'm asking you, can Everton finish above you? I'm trying to show you about Pep Guardiola, why he probably can get out of most situations. You want a man that can come in and shift the way. Whoa, yeah, for real, Bunner. You want a manager to forward to your team and literally change the way you play so you see his vision. And Pep Guardiola has done that at every club he's gone to.
Not in 7 games.
He's done it in 7 minutes. I've seen him go to Bayern Munich. I saw Lahm's DM and all of a sudden.
Bayern Munich.
But I'm saying to you, Pep Guardiola is the greatest ever.
He is. I'm with you.
And if he can, I reckon he could get Tottenham to play football. He could get them to play football. And once they play football, they're fine.
100%.
They don't keep going now.
You know what you're saying is absolutely the realest. Change the way you play, but you see the result at that end of the table are different time. The football needs to be played different. It's got to be direct. It's not play, we're going to keep the ball and it's going to happen. They ain't got time. They need to win.
When Everton, but Liverpool, and I've been watching, I watched Liverpool the other day and I seen, like, at first they was popping it, bro. Mm.
38 minutes.
Little, you know when they did a little back heel set?
back in set. Like, it was lit, and they just got moved to.
Yeah.
Penalty. And I'm praying, I'm saying, right, when Everton, when Moyes, he says, right, we play in their half. Yeah, when Moyes starts operating like that, yeah, is that slot thing gonna make? I'm not sure, bro.
Njai on the right hand side.
Yeah,
I think he's injured though. But that's what I'm saying. When you're in the where you lot are, that's what you need, bro.
But I'm saying no. Slot, I'm saying where you lot are right now. You lot are 3 points apart. Yeah, what's gonna like is. The beautiful football from
it's the inconsistency of Everton.
I remember. Like, man, I'm worrying about Everton. I don't think they get a result against Fulham.
I think what you lot are forgetting, it's like because you've got your head small, yeah? So your brain's small. And what you're forgetting is,
I'm probably
a few years back, probably it's probably longer than a few years back, Pep was having not a great start to the season. And what he needed to do was get tougher. He needed to change the way he played. So you ended up making
four
the
centre halves. Yeah.
Yeah? So let's not talk like Pep ain't the best because he's the best.
Best, bro.
Yes, he is the best. What does the hell do
you mean, bro? He's doing anything. Pep can't go and manage a little...
Bro, shut up, man. You see one thing with these people, yeah? You see, and I'm going to call him these people, these Neanderthals, yeah? Because when you say, I like rice, yeah? I like rice, yeah? These men think you're saying you hate pasta. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, bro.
You understand? You meant that.
Because I know exactly what you mean.
Thank you, bro.
He's not trying to say if Pep's good or not. He's saying, can Pep save a Tottenham team in 7 games?
But what he did say, Lippy, is all we can do is that nice football. I've said during the season, we've seen him change.
I'm saying
it was the second half of the season. It's not seven, but I'm saying he can change. I don't think he can do the seven, by the way. I don't think no one can, Donut.
All right, that's enough donuts.
Lance Armstrong.
That's enough donuts here.
Tour de France.
Hey, leave a comment. Let us know. Could Pep save Tottenham in 7 games or our Bristol City guy and Chick King next season? Remember, this episode is sponsored by nickpouches.com. That's NIC.
Pouches.
Everyone, comment, like, share. Make sure you leave comments for all of this weekend's games. Make sure you leave comments for every time you see a result. And most importantly, that is loons.
Get my pictures from the bottom, man.
Hang
on. All right, bun up for that. Stay tuned for PMW tomorrow. One love, people.